The pain of unrequited love is so often a topic in music and drama. The Jacobean play The Mad Lover deals with unrequited love and the resulting melancholia that can drive a lover to distraction. The play by John Fletcher was first performed in 1616 and again throughout the 17th century. The topic of madness was very popular in the Restoration. Interestingly, the disordered mind was associated with the presence of knowledge, not the absence. For example, King Lear ends with a mad king thought to have gained special insight. With this interest in madness, the play The Mad Lover was revived in the 18th century with incidental music added by John Eccles and Daniel Purcell. It starred the famous actress with the wonderful name of Anne Bracegirdle. She herself drove many of her admirers to madness. A contemporary writer, Cribber, wrote of her, "Though she may be said to have been the universal passion and under the highest temptation, her constancy in resisting them served only to increase her admirers." In 1692, the passion of two admirers led to a scandal. One Captain Richard Hill presumed that the actor William Mountford was her lover. Maddened with jealousy, he attempted to abduct Anne, and he ended up murdering Mountford in front of her in the streets. This high-profile crime had the effect of increasing Anne's fame considerably. In fact, it was a turning point, as before the incident, she always played the roles of the unattainable, virtuous female. But afterwards, she acted passionate roles that involved impressive mad scenes and characters with troubled minds. The music which John Eccles wrote for The Mad Lover includes an exquisite and quite haunting ground. The descending bass line so well depicts sadness, while the variations vacillate between major and minor, ending, of course, in the minor as melancholia wins. Tu t'aimes la gloire de soit, and Thomas Dunford play the ground from The Mad Lover, composed by John Eccles.
Thank you.
That was the ground from The Mad Lover by John Eccles, played by Teuteme Langlois de Swart and Thomas Stanford. This bonbon and many others are to be found on the FMR website under podcasts.